Outside Ketchikan's Safeway, opinions on the supermarket's new mask policy are mixed.
Are they going to do that now?
They are, apparently, right now, starting today.
Oh, wow. With the amount of cases we really don't have, it seems a bit ridiculous, almost like they're trying to muzzle us off or something. I don't know. We'll see.
This works out like immunizations. People choose not to immunize and they jeopardize other people's lives. If you choose not to wear a mask, you jeopardize other people.
Oh, well, it's their business, so I suppose they can, you can't go in without shoes on at some places, so if they require a mask, I suppose, am I going to be able to go in there and get a sandwich?
Voices there from Ed Plute, Marco Pelkey, and Gary Koharich, all of Ketchikan. And if you're wondering, Gary did get that sandwich.
He didn't stop.
Oh, yeah. Did anybody talk to you about it at all?
No.
Yeah.
I just went in and kept to myself and got a sandwich and left.
A few miles up Tongass Highway, Walmart greeter Manuela Snack was tasked with enforcing the new rule.
But I was wondering, how the experience of having to enforce the mask rule is going for you. And it's,
You know what, though? 99.9% of these people here in Ketchikan, they're awesome. They're respected. They do it. We have once in a while some of them. They don't. But otherwise, it's doing really good.
Outside the store, Walmart's mask requirement also got mixed reviews.
I mean, I think that it's cool if everyone's wearing a mask, just because the masks only protect you if everyone's wearing them. So now that they're enforcing everyone to wear them, I think it's pretty cool.
Well, I have COPD, so it's kind of a hassle, but you do what you got to do to contain the pandemic.
I think it's a bunch of crap is what I think. Especially for me, I've got congestive heart failure. I'm in there 10 minutes, my oxygen level will drop to 85, and I'll get dizzy, and one of these days I'm going to pass out. So it happened in the doctor's office the other day, so I proved it to the doctor.
I think that if we have to start wearing them whenever there is any kind of disease around, I'm not sure that it will really do us good. I think that the things that we have experienced, looking historically, that there definitely are some repercussions. We want to be careful. But I do feel like, it's kind of a neat thing to have those freedoms to make those choices.
I think it's a good idea. I mean, to keep our little community safe for everybody. And that, we all have to respect what other people's requests as well.
Those were Ketchikan residents Talon Bellow, Rick Morgan, Susan Dotson, Yvonne Howen, and Christine Delacruz outside Walmart on Tongass Highway. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.